Jo Walton. She's pharmaceuticals expert at Lehman Brothers Investment Bank in London. Now, while the internet and its offshoots grow exponentially, one of the debates raging beneath the surface is the future for what we do with all the data generated and used. Almost unbelievable volumes of knowledge and information, some of it highly confidential. You've only got to think of banks and the financial services. And it's growing by 40% a year, this according to research by Japanese electronics group Hitachi. Hitachi's technology and data expert is Hu Yoshida, and I've been asking him about this problem of storing vast volumes of data.
Many copies of it have to be stored for business continuance reasons. I mean, for instance, so we have fires, we have floods.
So how many copies?
Data. Well, it's like insurance. It's how much do you want to buy? How safe do you want to be? How secure do you want to be?
All right, let's assume that you're a firm of lawyers and you're now storing wills. How many would you store and where would you put them?
I'd probably store one that needs to be accessed on a regular basis in the office, and then I'd store another one off-site.
Where? Okay.
Could be there are some people who provide services to do that. In the U.S. is a place called Iron Mountain. It's the name of the place where they can store that data for you. Or you have your own data sites. Banks traditionally have their own data sites. They don't trust anybody else to manage their data. And banks now are looking at three sites for data storage. After things like 9/11 in the U.S., where fortunately the banks had backed up to New York or New Jersey as the other side of the world, but in fact it's only across the river. If that disaster had been more widespread, we would have had international
major
chaos
problems.
Because the account settlement, a lot of the fund settlement was done in New York.
And it could be across national boundaries, couldn't it? There's no reason why a British company couldn't store in Japan or the United States.
There are some companies that do that, but when you cross national boundaries, there are some laws about labor. Can a person in the UK initiate a backup that's in Canada or Singapore or some other country? There are some labor laws.
For security, really, I think in most people's minds, security is the biggest issue, isn't it?
Yes, there's several things. In some cases, it's the ability to recover to be able to continue your business. The other thing is more of, when you talk about privacy, it's more about the individual. How far, what information can the government or other parties have about my personal information? Europe is very sensitive about that. EU has passed directives about privacy, so that when your information, private information, is no longer needed, it has to be destroyed. And that poses another challenge to the storage people, because now we have to understand where all this private information is, and when we're through using it, we have to go in and make sure it's destroyed.
Let's move on a bit. What is the future for data storage? Where do you see us in, say, 10 years' time?
10 years' time, I think we will start to have technologies that will make it easier to do some things like today encryption. When you stand behind one of these encryption machines, you feel this heat coming off because it's a lot of parsing power. We have to be able to improve those types of technologies so that we can then embed it within a storage system. We also, I believe, will get to a point where we can have global access to data. Bandwidth is getting cheaper and cheaper. Okay, and so we will be able to globally store our data anywhere in the world, make it accessible to an authorized person anywhere in the world. But then those will again have to be secured and synchronized.
And that was Hu Yoshida, who's head of technology and data at Hitachi. Talking of Hitachi.